Hi, everyone. It's Roberta.
And this is Ryan. And this is the Midweek News
on Art Blog Radio. And how are you?
I am fine. A bit frazzled today. It's took a little bit of getting going. I think the rain seems to just have this weird effect.
Soporific. It's
I mean, I'm moving. It just seems like it's hard to coerce everyone else into the same sort of locomotion.
And then your house becomes a cave. You know, it's very cave-like, the rain. It's like you don't want to go outside. It's all there. And it's dark in your house. You have to turn the lights on. Not a fan.
But yeah, otherwise it's been good. It's been a positive week.
Good.
So things are moving along. Though the rain has kind of hampered, the bike practice has been canceled because of the weather.
That's a bummer. Because I'm sure the kids miss that, right? This is with your kids up in Kensington High.
Yeah, they really look forward to it. It really is a nice outlet where it's a lot of physicality without a lot of, you know, too much strain.
Or too many adults saying, don't do this, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. And without being like a overly programmed or working towards a game necessarily, but it's just like a lot of fun. Coming out riding bikes with your friends is a lot of fun. Memorial weekend is upon us.
Yeah. What are you doing? Anything?
Yeah, I'm going to go visit family in Baltimore.
Oh, nice. I love Baltimore. I mean, I love Philly, but I like Baltimore a lot. It's a great city.
So we'll get together down there and I guess they're going to have a barbecue, which I don't know what vegetarian's barbecue. So
Vegetables.
I guess.
Corn.
Barbecue kind of has that, it's going to have a very specific barbecue-y flavor as opposed to turning on a grill or something.
Yeah. Well, charcoal. I mean.
I guess. Yeah. This week, you know, looking at different events that were happening, it's pretty memorial focused and whatever. It's kind of an interesting holiday.
What are we memorializing exactly? Is it all the soldiers of all the wars that have fought?
Mm-hmm. And I think died? So. Yeah. Memorializing the past wars. It's interesting that we do continue to celebrate the war. I mean, we have Veterans Day, which I think is an important day. And then memorializing
the veterans.
Which is what Veterans Day is for, is it not?
Oh, when is Veterans Day? I'm getting confused. We got Flag Day. We got Native American Day. Now used to be Columbus Day. Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. When is Veterans Day? You're not hearing historians talking here this morning.
Yeah, the 11th of November.
11th of November is Veterans Day.
Yeah, stay tuned.
I think that's about World War II. I think that coincides with the signing of the peace treaty for World War II.
Well, most of the, you know, a lot of these holidays came after World War II anyway. Right, if you think about it.
Yes, true.
Memorial Day is a later holiday. So.
Yes.
I'm not sure when the first Veterans Day was.
Probably after World War I. I don't think anybody was celebrating anything after the Civil War, just celebrating it was over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me see. I've got a hodgepodge of interesting things that I want to call people's attention to. First off, I got notice from the Cultural Fund that City Council has added $700,000 to the Philadelphia Cultural Fund budget this fiscal year. That's unprecedented for them to get additional money like that. It is earmarked, however, and it was earmarked for certain groups, council members invited to apply for the funding. Congratulations to PCF and to all of these organizations. There's something called, and there's like a dozen of them, the Black Male Community Council, Carpenters Hall, that sounds like a historic site, Fiesta Schoolyards, a lot of these I've never heard of, Global Philadelphia, I think I've heard of, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Inc., Heights Philly Historic Society of Philadelphia, Kimmel Center Project, No Name Pops, Philadelphia Orchestra, I mean, you have to wonder about this. Philly Hoops, Please Touch Museum, Sickle Cell Association, St. Christopher's Hospital, and the Attic Youth Center. So congratulations to all those organizations that are going to be getting new funding or additional funding through the generosity of the City Council, which added $700,000 to the PCF budget.
Is there a breakdown of how that money is allocated?
There was.
Okay. And no, be curious.
I believe $25,000 is kind of on the low end of things, up to, I don't know what was the high end, but so it's substantial money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, that means there's some movement on the budget, and which has not been written about in the newspaper.
No.
And so they're behind the scenes doing the wheeling and dealing, and I guess they're coming to closure soon if this has actually been announced as a thing that has been added to the PCF budget. So coming soon, your Philadelphia budget to your airwaves.
Great.
Secondly, I want to talk about the Library Company. The Library Company is one of these founded by Benjamin Franklin in the day of Benjamin Franklin, and they have a wonderful new exhibition funded by Pew in part called Beyond Glass Cases, community-oriented and involved and engaged project to look at what they have in their collection and say, what are we missing? What's not in here? What should we collect in the future? Who owns what goes in the glass cases and who put it there to begin with? So it's a really very worthwhile thing for them to look at as a collecting institution of historical documents. They're having a focus group on June 14th that you are all invited to. There's an RSVP, not tickets required, but they would like to let you know if you're coming. So we'll put that link into the post. The moderator for this focus group is Eric Marsh, one of our good friends from the NICE program at WHYY. Eric is a community engagement expert. He's phenomenal at getting people to talk and talk together. So it would be a wonderful place to come and talk about this important issue of whose history is it, who's collecting it, how can we access it, and how can we do better. Also, and this is interesting, they have a hotline, a phone hotline, where if you want to give them anonymous feedback, you can just call up the hotline and you can record your statement for them. No questions asked, and you just, you know, say what's on your mind. So I thought that was really a wonderful outreach sort of that they were doing to the community, and I hope people go to the focus group. I think I will go to the focus group. I would like to be there. Okay, another thing you've probably heard, if you look at our blog at all, you know that Cindy Stockton Moore, one of our writers, just wrote a very nice appreciation of Brendan Fernandez and his work. Brendan is a multidisciplinary artist. He was in residence at the Fabric Workshop and Museum. He uses dance and movement in his pieces, as well as he creates sculptural objects. He, in his residency, created some costumes, and he's got dancers, movement people who are going to perform some dances, and they've just announced the tickets are available. They're free, and it's for the weekend of June 6th, 7th, and 8th. Put in a link to Cindy's post so you can read it. His subject matter is migratory nomadic populations, which is very topical for today. So it should be really good. And there's some nice photos of works that he's done in the past that you can see in Cindy's post. Something that you may or may not be familiar with is the Calder Gardens is opening September 21st. So that's a big thing. We'll put in links to the site. They already said you can subscribe to their newsletter and their mailing list and become a member. So if you're excited about that, and this is going to be a horticulture forward museum. So think hanging gardens and hanging sculpture and inside outside architecture. I think it sounds and it looks like it's good. The last thing I want to mention is something I saw in The Guardian this morning. And they were talking in The Guardian. There was a piece about the Cannes Film Festival, which is on right now. There's been a lot of stories about good movies coming out. And this is a movie that is also a video game. And they're working with the Royal Shakespearean Company to restage something they're calling Lily, L-I-L-I. And it's basically Macbeth, the story of Lady Macbeth. And it's a game kind of thing. So you participate in it. You go in, I don't know how it works exactly, but it reminded me that on video now, there's another game video togetherness in The Last of Us, it's called, which was a game to begin with, and then they, I don't know who did it, I think it's on HBO, turned it into this multi-season series following the game.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so I thought this was a very unusual use of Shakespeare. And one of these spokespeople said, well, if Shakespeare were alive today, he'd be writing for games.
Okay.
What do you think of that, Ryan?
I think people like to quote anybody what they want for their own purposes. It's like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King has been used on any political position you could possibly think of. I'm sure the Klan has used him repeatedly for their interests. To say that he supports their activities. So, I mean, you could use it for whatever you want. Would they come back? No. They're far more independent thinking than they like to get credit for.
Anyway, that wraps it up for me.
Great. One opportunity that I noticed was that, we've talked about it before, but there was a call for artists to provide art at City Hall. Mm-hmm. It's the Creative Philadelphian Council member, the LGBT portraits they want to have.
Rue
Landau's doing this. Mm-hmm. And so her office is still accepting calls or submissions until May 25th. So you have a few more days to get yours in. We talked about that before, but I thought I would mention it again.
And it's LGBTQ themed art?
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. This will be all on display in the Calston members' fifth floor office, and hopefully it will spill out and imbibe other vibes during Pride Week.
So this is not part of the Art in City Hall in the glass cases.
Correct.
It's just going to be in Rue Landau's offices. Okay.
So we'll see what other outlets she has planned for that, but it's an interesting thing. Anyway, I wanted to mention that because that's this week. So if it's on your radar. So my three things coming up. Obviously, it's Memorial Day this week. It's Memorial Weekend, so many people are traveling. So be cautious, or aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the historical-focused museums and institutes are going to be open. Many of them are going to be free this weekend. Like the Constitution Center will be free this weekend. So if that is your alley, take a look at that. But focus more on things that are that I'm interested in this weekend. But the following is Porch Fest. So it's the West Philly Porch Fest. That's running from noon to 6 p.m. Some will linger past that. So find yourself a nice porch, comfy shoes. Hopefully it doesn't rain. And that should be on. There's also the Arts League is doing an free ice cream fundraiser. So you buy yourself the mug or the cup, the bowl, and then you get the free ice cream. So something nice to consider too if it's a beautiful day for that. May 31st.
May 31st. Mm-hmm. Okay. Saturday.
Saturday, May 31st from noon to 6.
Yeah, you could take a stroll around West Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and listen to all the music. And, the genres vary from folk to, last year I saw a noise group playing like across the street.
Oh.
It was interesting. Interesting clash or
I hope
harmony.
They played alternatively and didn't try to play over each other.
They didn't play over each other, but it was
great.
Wild.
Call and response.
Could have been. That'd have been interesting. Yeah, that would have been interesting. Something else that popped up that I thought was interesting and maybe particularly appropriate, as usual, I think maybe I say this a lot, but Rowan University Art Gallery and Museum is in partnership with the New Jersey State Council on the Arts, and they are presenting Artists as Activists coming up the first week of June. And these are, it's a show that is juried. So there are quite a few different feature artists that have been juried. I think the jurors are interesting. It's Dr. Brittany Webb from PAFA, who we've interviewed a couple times and talked to about a couple different works that they brought in. And then DJ Duckett, who is the curatorial director at African American Museum in Philadelphia.
Power jurors.
Yeah, really interesting. So I think because the jurors, so I think this show could just be a whatever show, but based on those jurors, I think the work is going to be really interesting. This is coming up on, the opening reception is June 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. The show is free to attend. The opening reception is free to attend, but it's an RSVP, let them know you're coming sort of deal again. And we'll have links to that as well in the show notes. And then my theater pick of the week is Endlings, And Endlings is running for just a few more weeks, and then it's ending. I don't know if that's a pun.
That was bad.
Yeah, I know. I'll work on it. This is a show at Hedgerow Theater. It is a Barrymore recommended show. It opened on the 14th. It runs through the 1st of June. And Hedgerow is in Rose Valley, so you know, out towards Valley Forge area. It should be an interesting show. I'll have the links in that if you want to see more about that. And those are my three picks of the week, plus a reminder of the opportunity, plus Memorial Day stuff. So there'll be quite a few different things and events happening this long weekend.
So let me just talk briefly for a minute or two about upcoming posts on Art Blog. Just to remind you, we are closing. Don't be sad. But we are keeping the archive open, not with new content after a certain date in June. But coming in now, we've got a lot of good content, and I don't know if you've been following it or not, but we have our first piece of historical fiction by Clayton Campbell. That's a really nice yarn to read. We have an interview with Partners and Sons, Gina and Tom, and the people who are part of their team, done by Ollie Knowles, who is our socialist grocery artist. And Ollie put in a really lovely last socialist grocery, I don't know if you saw it or not, of Sebastian sitting on a stool.
Mm-hmm. Unmasked.
Unmasked.
Yeah, I felt provocative.
I hadn't noticed that. You're right.
Yeah.
Sebastian has always been masked, but Sebastian was totally alone.
Mm-hmm. Totally
and
alone.
So didn't need to protect themselves. Yeah. Good catch. We have a short feature Q&A with the People's Budget Office, Phoebe Bachman, coming up soon by Bridget O'Brien, and a few other things. So Megan Bridges' dance piece mm-hmm. just came up. Chloe Marie, a dance piece that sounded really marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Stockton Moore wrote about Brendan Fernandez, which was wonderful. Janice Glasper wrote a personal essay and mm-hmm. illustrated it with one of her own drawings, which mm-hmm. was nice.
That was a nice touch.
And Ollie Knowles, too, is illustrating her Partners and Sons interview with a drawing of her own. I love that. We had the last piece of Nosebleed come in.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Jones is.
Mm-hmm.
We love comics.
Yeah. Great skill.
We're going to miss everybody. And a few more things that were pitched and they're not in yet, but they better come in soon. If you're listening to me, people, get your stories in and we'll get them published next week.
And we have forwarding links to other people who are continuing their work and how to get in touch with them to continue to follow them beyond our blog as well.
Yes.
So links to Patreon or other Instagrams or whatever they've got connected to their
pieces.
So
yeah, so we got to keep people together.
That's right. Yeah, they're still producing great work even after our blog.
Completely. Yes. No, our blog is just a piece of it. I'm real happy that it is a piece of the art community here, but the art community existed before Art Blog came along. It exists after Art Blog. It's going to be there. It's mm-hmm. there. People are making art and getting together, doing it together. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
All right. Well, is that it? Are we wrapping up?
Yeah. I don't have anything specifically left on mine.
Okay. Well, I hope the rain stops for all of you who are not rain fans like I am. Not a rain fan. So stay warm and dry. Enjoy the rest of your week. And thank you for listening. It's Roberta saying bye.
And this is Ryan, and this has been Art Blog's Midweek News. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.